It's midnight. There's no moon, so the night is pitch dark. An ice storm has transformed the forest surrounding Mohonk into a magical Narnia. Outside, the wind screams up the mountain. Inside, we're about to embark on an interesting mission, a search for ghosts with a group of psychics armed with video cameras.
Are we all ready? I guess, right?
Are y'all here?
All right.
The crew.
If, you know, we see anything, we'll be blessed tonight. Maybe we can get it on film.
The thing is, though, I don't know how...
Are we gonna walk?
No, let's take the elevator.
Brian Williams, who is nationally known as Sargel 18, is a self-described psychic. He's leading this group up to the fifth floor, where last night, he says he felt a tightening in his chest.
What does it mean when your chest tightens up? I mean, why is that so significant?
That gives me the clue that I'm picking something up psychically. That's not alien. That's a natural ghost or spirit. And my chest gets tight, that kind of gives me a warning. And I felt it last night, so we're going to see if we can find
something. Do other psychics also get the chest tightening?
Oh, it depends on who it is. It depends on where it hits you. That's where it hits me.
I have to say I'm a skeptic. But I'm interested in the possibilities.
Nina Smiley is the director of marketing and a family member of the Smileys of Mohonk Mountain House. As far as she knows, Mohonk is ghost-free.
We don't claim any ghosts. Occasionally people will say they've seen rocking chairs moving without anyone in them. But I've never heard of a sighting. Oddly enough, we've been given two ghosts by a friend and writer, Stephen King, who came to Mohonk a number of years ago and became quite fond of it. And when he wrote his new book, The Regulators, he put Mohonk in the book and he gave us two ghosts. Those are the only ones that we claim.
Mohonk, with its Victorian grandeur, gourmet dining, and 261 rooms, attracts conferences almost every weekend. But this one, called Exploring the Unexplained, is unique. According to Smiley, the people here are helping us tread the path from the known to the unknown. They include an astrologer, several UFO investigators, and an expert in past life regression. This is not for the faint of heart.
It's an opportunity for questions. As we kept saying throughout the weekend, we don't have the answers, but we certainly are raising fascinating questions.
And now, the Edwards Air Force Base encounter. The U.S. Air Force versus UFOs.
I defy anybody to attempt to ridicule this tape. I will take them on face to face, head to head.
Sam Sherman is another speaker at this weekend's conference. He spoke with us during dinner. He believes that Earth has been visited by UFOs. But unlike other UFO investigators, he only uses government documents to prove his theories. In fact, Sherman is the producer of what is considered one of the best documentaries on UFOs around, the Edwards Air Force Base Encounter.
There's nothing paranormal about me. I'm a filmmaker. I'm not a psychic. I'm not a flake. I don't believe in anything crazy. I just have documents.
After reviewing 6 hours of declassified Air Force documents, Sherman found what he calls evidence of UFOs buzzing Edwards Air Force Base in California on the night of October 7th, 1965. Meanwhile, back on the fifth floor, Sargel 18 and the other ghost hunters continue to sit and wait.
Oh, so you got your camera all ready to go.
Oh, yeah, always. Just in case anything goes.
Handy handycam.
Yeah, it's all digital, so we're not going to get any problems with developing film or anything because it doesn't use film. It records data and then puts it into...
So did you see Ghostbusters like 10,000 times?
No, we live Ghostbusters.
I use a technique, a hypnotic technique, in which I lead the person back to remember that past life.
Charles Skip Weatherford is a former executive director of Dutchess County ARC and an expert in past life regression. In fact, he has an office in Stone Ridge, New York, where he practices transpersonal hypnotherapy. He's just finished speaking.
I'm not a psychic, so I can't tell them what it was, but I can talk them through a process where they can go back and recall what that past life is.
So is this too personal, or can I ask what your past lives are?
Oh, I've had experience with past lives. I did have a regression by another hypnotist who led me through a past life as a doctor, who had a disease himself. We assumed cancer because the side of my face seemed to be all black, and eventually committed suicide. And that was one past life. I have another experience as, I guess it would be like a shaman to a tribe, where I was exiled from the tribe and had to live on my own, and people came to me and asked me questions, and I remember large pieces of that life. And there are others.
Meanwhile, back on the fifth floor, Sargel 18 and the group still wait.
Was that a spirit?
I think that was of the flesh.
Definitely
in the body. After 2 hours, Sargel and the crew are tired but optimistic.
Oh, come on. It would be so cool if they did come, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
In a word.
The ghosts didn't come, but maybe they were just tired or in past life regression therapy with Skip Weatherford, but more likely they were simply scared of us. For WAMC News, I'm Susan Arbiter in this life.